Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris is an amazing guy. He's a very interesting character. If you get a chance to check him out online, he's a writer, a speaker. He's a rock star, a globally touring rock star. Had a long career with IBM as a significant brain over there, and he's now turned himself loose on the marketplace by himself as a freelancer, as an agent, and working under his own account, and we're glad he is, and we're glad he's hanging out with us. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Delighted to be here. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. Chris, one of the things that I'd like to establish our conversation with today is this comment about the difference between competing with big companies today compared to, say, even 20 or 30 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago. You know, the big companies always had an advantage over little companies because they had more capital. They could just by brute force acquire capability, technology, automation, things like that. But it was always just one level above what we had, and there was nothing that was any kind of a quantum leap greater than what anybody else had. But the capability that's available to Amazon and to Google today, with the artificial intelligence, with the algorithms, with all the different things, the money they have, the brute force that they have, is a quantum leap above what regular folks have, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think the thing to keep in mind, right, is so I do, as you mentioned, I do a fair amount of speaking, and recently I've been talking about the topic of artificial intelligence and machine learning. And to be honest, I'm very excited about the potential for smaller companies to take advantage of this. I mean, as you and I have talked about before, you know, technology is really and continues to level the playing field in terms of the kinds of capabilities, right, that small companies can take advantage of. I mean, it used to be, as you say, the domain of companies like IBM, where I worked for 15 years, that had, you know, big iron. You need to write a check for $1.4 million to get access like a mainframe to run, you know, your back end systems or whatever. But now you can do it all in the cloud for like $12 a month on a software as a service, you know, CRM tool or whatever. So,
well, the point that I wanted to make was I still believe that, and I think the big guys, Google and Amazon and those guys, are going to continue to quantum leap our ability. But as you say, and I've been saying this for 20 years now, small businesses, the exciting thing is granularized price and with pricing that fits our budget.
Yeah.
That kind of technology is available to us too. But here's the thing. We have to use it. We have to, I talked earlier before you got here. I said, folks, we have to mount a defense against what those guys are coming in the marketplace with. We have to, what I say is, you don't have to win this race, but you have to be in the race. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say, I mean, there's always, you know, competition, co-opetition. I mean, there's lots of ways to describe the interaction. But I think, for example, in terms of Amazon, they now run the largest cloud business on the planet.
Yep.
So what that means for small businesses, you can take advantage of Amazon Web Services, AWS.
Yeah.
General Motors does, or that Pfizer does, or FedEx does. You know, you can get access to their cloud as a customer, you know, without having to put big boxes behind a firewall and build out infrastructure.
That's true. All that is true, but you're still playing with their toys. You're still playing by their rules, and that's the thing that concerns me. But let's get into some of the specifics.
Okay.
Let's get into some of the specifics that you think that we can take advantage of to make sure that we're in the race. Give us one real quick one, and we'll talk about it when we come back after the break.
All right. Well, I mean, the one thing I think to level set is people, especially small businesses, need to keep in mind that AI is not Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a constellation of tools and software and hardware that ranges from Google Home, you know, or and Alexa, Amazon Alexa, all the way up to IBM Watson, which is, you know, a refrigerated room full of 750 Power 7 servers.
Right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about small business artificial intelligence with Chris Bishop after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.